Over 70 years, Meals on Wheels have delivered millions of meals. Meals on Wheels. Great food, great people.
5AA Mornings
with Matthew Pantelis.
Well, let's talk about one of the big events underway right now in South Australia. You might have seen the women's tour down under, the Santos Tour down under race over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today's a rest day. Then the men's race gets underway from the events SA team at SATC, the executive director of events, Hitaaf Rashid, in the studio. Hitaaf, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you
Happy
so much.
Happy New Year.
To
and
you too.
Joining us as well, Kate Verineau, who is director of Women's Strategy at Zwift. Hello, Kate.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Now, tell me about Zwift. What's Zwift to start with?
So we made indoor cycling fun. We are an innovative, immersive virtual platform. So you're basically riding your bike indoors on a trainer with riders from all around the world.
Okay.
So essentially making a video game out of indoor cycling.
So you log in, I suppose, and mm-hmm. join whoever else is logged in, wherever they are, on a stationary bike in your living room.
Correct.
How about that?
Yeah, it's fabulous.
That's pretty cool. All right. And that's obviously working very well and doing its thing.
It is. It is. We've had a program for a couple of years now called Zwift Academy, where yeah. you actually have a global competition within the video game to win a pro contract. And we've had several winners from Australia and New Zealand, three of which raced the women's tour just now.
Yeah, amazing.
Now, tell us about Jay Vine, because that's one of your big successes.
Man, Jay Vine. Yep. So I run the Zwift Academy program for years. Yeah. And the last year I ran it, Jay Vine won the 2020 Zwift Academy Championship to win a pro contract with Appleson Phoenix team. And this gentleman went on to just make such a splash on the men's world tour and came down here last year and won the race.
How
so
what
quite a success story. This year we had Neve Bradbury, yeah. Who won also the same year as Jay Vine. She won the women's contract and she just got third on the general classification for the Tour Down Under
yeah.
that finished yesterday.
How about that? Hitaaf, highlights. What have been some of the highlights the last few days for you?
I think just watching the evolution of the women's race, yeah. like we've had it. We started the Santos Tour Down Under women's race in 2016, and we always talked about incremental, sustainable growth. And for me, that's what we've been committed to it as a team, as a government, as an event, and to see 16 teams, the most teams, so the biggest peloton we've had ever, the best quality of peloton. We've got 9 world teams this year. Last year we had 6, so growing every year.
Yeah.
I think that just seeing that growth has been fantastic. And then seeing that mirrored by the media coverage and also by the people coming out to watch. So, you know, big crowds at Stirling and big crowds yesterday at Wollongong Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's been the most pleasing. I won't lie. I may have been talking to some of the riders last night and started crying. And because it has been an emotional journey and it's been really thrilling to watch that evolution.
Yeah, how fantastic. And, you know, you talk about Wollongong yesterday. I mean, the shots of them down the beachfront at Aldinga. It's just amazing, isn't it? Beautiful weather down there, and it's such a fantastic coastline down south. It looked great.
Yeah, I'm not going to miss this race. I come over from the United States now for the third time to see it. The backdrop of, you know, the beach and the mountains yeah. and the vineyards.
Yep.
It really makes for incredible viewing. And I know the viewers at home are really enjoying the spectacular landscapes, you know, with all the race action.
What do you think, Kate, the SA and the Santos Tour Down Under offers the riders that they can't get anywhere else?
Well, it's the most incredible way to start the season. This race, all centered around Adelaide, is a really wonderful way to kick off the season. You have all the teams and the industry and the fans all in one place for a week and visiting, you know, within a couple hours at max, which really helps people come and stay for the week.
Yeah.
So that means that each day you're going to have these huge crowds. It means that the riders can also optimize rest time and be ready to go for the next stage to bring their best. So, I know that the community, the racers, the everybody that's working with the teams and the industry just absolutely love coming here because it's the most perfect designed race and everybody talks about
it. Don't make me cry, Kate.
I know. It's just, I absolutely love it. I really love it. It's a great week to connect with the community, to connect with fans. The riders feel really accessible. Everybody's in a good mood because they do have a little bit more downtime. They're staying in one place the whole week, so they don't have to pack up every night and go on to the next stage.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really great for business, too, in that sense.
And that's a key difference, isn't it? For instance, compared, okay, it's longer and all the rest, the Tour de France, the Giro d'Italia, you know, they do pack and move on, don't they? And that makes it hard. I mean, it's so good here.
It's quite exhausting. So we are the title sponsor of the Tour de France Femme avec Zwift, which will be in its third year this year.
Right.
You know, proper women's Tour de France stage race. And I absolutely love it. But man, it is tiring. I always tell my team on the ground, like, all right, be ready because, you know, you have these epic days and then you gotta pack up and drive, you know, hours to the next place. So there's something really special about bringing everybody here, you know, for a 2-week festival of cycling.
Yeah, fantastic. It's half the women's race, the Santos Tour Down Under, seventh year. So it has evolved. How has that happened, the evolution of that to where it is today?
Yeah, I think most importantly for us, it was, as I said earlier, just growth, like incremental, sustainable growth. So we've eyed how are we going to grow this every year. Mm. And, you know, we've also talked to the teams about it because, you know, we talked to them about what was important for them. And, you know, some things, probably the most important thing for them was broadcast coverage, because broadcast coverage obviously allows them to grow themselves.
Yep.
So, you know, one of the first things we did was made sure we could give them full live broadcast coverage, and Seven do a great job, and I saw the ratings and it was great in South Australia. It outrated the tennis yesterday, the Tour Down Under, which we love. But, you know, so we've looked at what are the areas that we can invest in that can help the sport grow, and broadcast was the number one. So we definitely invested in that. So we have a license obligation that requires us to do a certain number of things, but we deliver well above that.
Yeah.
We were the first race in the world to give equal pay to men's and women's, and that was in 2018, well before they were both world tour stages.
Yeah.
So that's another area where we've improve the race, the way we deliver it. I mean, if you went to a stage of the men's race and stage of the women's race, you wouldn't tell the difference. It's exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
We deliver all our women's teams are now in the Tour Village, in the City of Adelaide Tour Village. They're showcased in exactly the same way the men's teams are.
Yeah.
You know, I remember sitting our very first year, the teams were staying at Scotch College. So school accommodation. And we were sitting on the grass there, and a group of the women riders, including Amanda Spratt, who's a 3-time winner of, the Santos Tour Down Under. We talked about, why is this so? Why are the women at the Hilton? Why are they at school accommodation?
Yes.
You know, and I talked about the journey that we were embarking on, and I talked about it being a journey that we couldn't do alone, that the media had to come with us, that commercial partners had to come with us, that the UCI had to come with us, the teams had to come with us, and that's the journey we've been on. And I think we've lived up to that, and we've been able to improve, whether it's through the rankings of the UCI to get from 2.2 to pro tour status to world tour status in 2023. And then improving each of the elements within the race. And of course, the quality of the riding is critical.
Yeah.
You know, people want to see good racing, and we saw great racing. And I think it's really important to do a big shout out to the South Australian government, who have done a lot of heavy lifting on making sure that we could invest to world tour status. And then to Santos, you know, we had last night, Santos put on a function for the women's teams to say thank you. And Kevin Gallagher, as leader of Santos, has been most passionate about growing the women's race. And actually paracycling. They've been his two great passions, and we had the Paracycling World Cup on the weekend as well. So they put on a function, and they were committed to supporting us, but only on the basis that we would push hard into the women's, that we would give equal pay and those sorts of things. So, you know, I think that anyone that's been watching the evolution, we're not there on, you know, parity. We're not there. We've got part of we've still got our journey. We're on our journey, but I think we push harder than most. We're ahead of the game with most, and we're passionate about it. And it's been great to actually tell that story, because when people challenge us, you know, some people are nervous about being challenged. I actually like it. I like the opportunity to talk about it, to talk about the journey that we're on with women's sport, to talk about our journey with the Santos Tour Down Under and our women's race. It's been really exciting, and it's great to see him. We need, you know, Zwift, and it's not just because Kate's here. They're the single biggest supporter of women's cycling in the world, and, you know, they do support the Tour de Femme, and they support here, and they are, you can't miss the passion.
No, that's right. The hat, everything.
I mean, look at it. I mean, so, you know, we need people to come on board and support us and our councils and all of those people.
Well, let me ask you about that, Hitaf, because I wanted to anyway. I think it's BS. You know, the fact councils want to say, well, we're opposed to fossil fuel development and all the rest. I mean, give me a break. We wouldn't be able to get electricity if we weren't pumping gas out of the ground, for goodness sake. And it's really interesting to hear the insights on the CEO of Santos and where he stands in all of this, because obviously he's very passionate about it and thinks it's critically important. And, you know, to have council say, well, it's the Tour Down Under, not the Santos Tour Down Under, and the protesters going around scratching out the word. I mean, what a lot of rot, crap.
Look, I think first and foremost to all of the councils out there, most of them are fantastic supporters of this event, and we can't do it without them. They've got, councils are, unlike many events, they are integral to us having successful bike race. So a shout out to many of them, Adelaide Hills, City of Adelaide, Onkaparinga, Holdfast, so many of them, great supporters, Norwood, and I can go on. In terms of Santos, I'd say this, and I won't go too deep into it, they are committed to a sustainable future. They are also on a journey to net zero. And, you know, for us, we feel lucky because they are actually passionate about this event and about what it does for South Australia and for the communities that it helps, for what it does for communities and for how it gives back. So they are passionate about that. And as I say, you know, Kevin himself, particularly passionate about the women's race and actually paracycling. They are the two they've called out that they want us to focus on in addition to the broader race. Of course, they love the men's race and the event itself. So, you know, I understand everyone's got a view, but the truth is they invest a lot of money. There is not another business, I don't think, in South Australia that would invest in the way that Santos has. They've done it since 2010.
Well.
And, you know, the results are, I think, from, you know, since 2008, this event's put $700 million into the economy.
It's amazing. Yeah. Any thoughts on that, Kate? I mean, you know, it's a local petty dispute, I suppose, to some degree.
Yeah, I actually don't know enough about it, quite honestly, but I do appreciate people investing in women's sports.
Yes, indeed. All right, so let's get back to the sport itself. How does it make you feel seeing so many people come out and support the race?
Oh, it's thrilling. It's absolutely thrilling. So I've been working in women's sports for a handful of years now, and I actually came from a background where I raced gave it up pretty quickly because there wasn't a lot of opportunity and there wasn't a lot of compensation. And so to now be on this side of it and to see the rapid ascension, to see that once we do give fans the opportunity to watch, the opportunity to show up, to tune in, that they're here and they love it, and that the women's side of things, the action, the personalities, there's so much charisma, and it's just great sport. Mm. And we've seen this across sports right now. You know, you guys had a wonderful summer, or I guess your winter with the Tildes last year. And just in general, the rise of women's sports, women's cycling is leading the way with events like this. So for me, it is rolling up to Glen Elg yesterday and just seeing, you know, the race start absolutely mobbed, you know, six people back, you know, from the boards, and everybody there just to see the women is really wonderful.
They must feel great about it too.
Absolutely. I mean, the energy of the crowd that carries them. And it's great to be appreciated. They do it out of love. They've been doing it out of love and passion for years. For them to now be compensated, to, you know, for the salaries to be going up, for the opportunities, the broadcast, the sponsors, the social media, all of it is contributing to allowing them to be true professionals. And with that, the level is rising. And you're seeing, you know, just so much new talent coming up, and just really fierce battles every day. So that it all is just contributing to making a great, great sports scene.
All right. There we are. about 6 months ago, I would have had, during this segment, the Our State segment, the Australian Institute of Sport in here with a young lady who would have been racing, I imagine, yesterday. And I can't think of her name now, 6 months or so ago. But the AIS here in Adelaide goes around to schools, and you may very well be aware of this, and they get kids to who are proficient at sport and are interested in sport. And this girl was a water polo player.
Yes.
And they worked out through their program, she would make a fantastic cyclist. And she went on the program to be a cyclist. She's competed overseas. I imagine she was there yesterday. And, you know, I mean, how good is that? We've got this. Does that happen around the world, that sort
yes.
of thing? It does?
It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
I always say the best cyclists aren't on bikes yet.
Yeah, right.
You know, I think that Australia and New Zealand especially have done an incredible job of talent identification. Not everybody lives in an area that, you know, cycling is super commonplace or you have your local club or something like that. So to go out and to really, you know, see the performance potential of various athletes. I mean, some of the best cyclists come from soccer, from polo, from swimming, from tracks, running. So it's really great to give that opportunity because, like, you just never know. You might be discovering an Olympian.
Why haven't they pursued that? They're not interested in it. They don't think they'd be good at it.
Maybe they just didn't come across it. I know I didn't see a women's bike race until I was 26 years old.
Right.
You know, so maybe that, you know, it just wasn't popular in their area. Their family didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody does, you know, like, you know, everybody knows about bikes, but not everybody knows the opportunities within bike racing and has the sort of development programs, the local race scene, the local community to kind of get you into it. And it can be a pretty intimidating sport.
Yeah.
So it does require quite a bit of support and, you know, development and education experience to get these riders up to speed.
Yeah, all right. Hitaf, lots more to come over the rest of the week. Now, what can we look forward to? I know street parties here and there, obviously, including back at Unley for the first time in, what, 4 or 5 years or something?
Yes.
Lots happening. Barossa tomorrow. Tanunda to Tanunda.
Tanunda to Tanunda tomorrow. So the Barossa loop de loop for ZipTrack Stage 1. So obviously Men's World Tour race to start. You mentioned the Unley Gala and shout out to the Unley Council because, you know, we're absolutely thrilled. It's been a big part of the Santos Tour Down Under has people heading down to King William Road for the party that they put on. And that's coming back Saturday night. So we encourage you ahead of a Sunday final stage start. At Unley at King William Road. There's so much going on. We've got Christie's Beach doing a sandbar at the Christie's Beach sandbar for our Fink Road Safety Stage 5. We've obviously got the Tour Village, the City of Adelaide Tour Village is open all week and it is the best cycling bike expo in the country. So it's the place you've got to be. So, you know, I would encourage anyone that's interested to go and have a look and see what they're doing in any part of that. But also so much good food, drink, entertainment. We've got this recovery zone. So if you're going for a ride, you can head and there are ice bars and massage and things you can book in for. Every morning there are group rides leaving from the city from the Grinders Cafe, go and get a coffee and then you can book in for a group ride if there are any spots left. And then we've got a couple of other icons coming up, well, particularly the car park climb. So the Oakley car park climb in Wilson Car Park at the East End on Saturday night at 6 PM. It's one that people have loved going to. It's nuts. You've got to get there, Kate.
I can't wait.
It's very cool. So you've got to head down there and just watch this racing. And so people can enter to race within the car park.
How
it's very
that?
Cool. And we've got the Garmin Wallunga Hill time trial. With 7-time Wallunga Hill champion Richie Port, the king of...
Yeah.
Yesterday we saw Sarah Giganti. We think she's becoming the queen of Wallunga Hill. The king of Wallunga Hill's coming back. He's retired now, but Richie Port. So you can race with him. And I think Sarah might join him, dare I say it.
I heard rumours.
I heard rumours she might join him. So you could book in and race up Wallunga Hill as well. There's so much more. Head to our website on tourdownunder.com.au. You can check out every day. And what I would also say is a big shout out to the businesses, local businesses and local councils. We've got over 50 associated events for the first time.
Yeah.
People that have put on activities, colour, all part of the event, and we really want you to get online and have a look at those things, because we want people to support the people who are supporting us.
Absolutely.
You know.
What are you thinking about? I know we haven't quite finished this week yet, but what are you thinking about for next year? Because the challenge always is make it bigger and better, isn't it?
Yeah, we're thinking. Don't worry about that, actually, because next year's our 25th year.
Right.
So it's a celebration year. So we've had our thinking caps on for a little bit. I know Stewie's thinking about how he will develop his race routes to sort of pay homage to the past, but also the future. So to pay a nod to the 25 years. So I'm excited about some of the things he's thinking about, but also we are looking to put on a party. It's 25 years. It's a celebration. It's a great achievement right back from when Mike Turter and the team in 1999, supported by the government of the day then, you know, said, let's have a crack at this cycling. And then, you know, and, you know, you talked about the hub and spoke thing and the fact that you stay in the hotel. Well, that was, you know, that was what Mike's vision was. Let's make it easy for the teams. Let's make it easy for the riders. Let's make it the best possible race. They don't have to come at that stage. They didn't. Now they do.
Yeah.
But they don't have to come. Let's make it so good for the teams and riders. And I'm not just talking about the people riding the bike, like the mechanics, the soigneurs, all the people, so that they feel so welcome here that they want to come back, not just they have to come back.
Yep.
And that's been part of the design. So, you know, to be able to celebrate 25 years and look back on the journey will be really exciting. And the team have put, I'm not going to give away too much, but we'll be doing some things to market that will definitely be a step up in celebration.
Have you enjoyed your time here, Kate?
Oh, man, I love it. I absolutely love it. I've been joining different local rides every day, connecting with the community. I'm a huge race fan, of course, so I didn't miss a minute of that action. And enjoying the local cuisine quite a bit. Yeah, that's my favorite part of riding bikes. So I'm still after the best donut in town. Yeah. So if anybody has any suggestions. But yeah, absolutely lovely. Weather's been great. Mm. I'm coming from Los Angeles, which actually is a little cooler right now. So this is absolutely ideal. It feels like my own training camp.
Fantastic. Well, great having you here, and thank you for taking the time to come in. Kate Verano from Women's Strategy, Director of Women's Strategy at Zwift, and Hitaaf Rashid, of course, Executive Director Events SA at the SATC. Thank you both. It's been great having you in. Let's enjoy the tour down under.
Thank you so much.
Right on.